You're listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast, hosted by Joe Hunter on the Sound of Life at soundoflife.org.
One of the things that's really cool that got me personally, so I'm going to share it with you, is the fact, and when they discovered that every cell in every living thing, and especially in you, has what is now known as DNA, a very complex couple of words to say, and it's a very complex thing. But when I heard that DNA is not living, in other words, it's not the rest, like the rest of the cells in your body, they're living, they will decay. All of that is going to be gone. Right? All living things will decay just like the leaves in your yard eventually will decay, except DNA, because that's a set of instructions. And boy, did that get a hold of me. I thought, you can't tell me. I mean, really? That's like screaming out when the Bible says that the creation is evidence of a creator. Right. That's like finding the instructions, guys. You know, it's amazing. But there's an outfit called, what's the name of it? Pure Scripture. Pure Scripture. And they do a quick, very quick little thing. So gather the kids around. The complexity of DNA.
It takes about 2 billion lines of unique handwritten code by over 25,000 engineers in a vast empire of computers and data centers spread throughout the entire globe to run Google. It takes over 3 billion letters of unique genetic code arranged in a precise, specific manner written inside a cell weighing less than a few thousand millionths of a gram to run you, a far more complex and superior system than all of Google. Now imagine looking at all that Google code, and then me telling you it all just kind of evolved together on its own, somehow. So what makes more sense? That life and intelligence, and the ability to think and love, comes from something that already has life and intelligence, and thinks and loves?
Waking up with a cup of Joe.
I can't stop drinking the coffee, I've stopped doing the standing and the walking and the words, putting into sentence, doing.
The Sound of Life.
I'll tell you, there's a lot of people in the news, and this has just made the big splash over the last year, is AI. Artificial intelligence. And now the big deal is it's writing papers and answering questions. I saw a video just a couple days ago. The teacher, the professor said because of AI, papers now have to be handwritten. And then it showed a device getting messages from AI and handwriting in cursive, this mechanical handwriting thing. So a lot of people are like, shut it down now. You know, and a lot of people are like, let's pray about this. And you know, we know now, we honestly know now that new technology is such a double-edged sword. So I was really happy that a ministry of Focus on the Family plugged in movie reviews, taking that step out with Jonathan McKee. Listen close.
AI has been all over the news lately. Ever since ChatGPT has been writing papers for young people, everybody is wondering what's new in the world of artificial intelligence. And I don't know if anyone expected AI Jesus giving people advice on Twitch. I'm not joking. AI Jesus responds to almost any question imaginable, offering guidance and wisdom based on the teaching of Jesus. Interestingly enough, there's another great source to hear Jesus teaching, and you can find this on your phone as well. It's called the Bible. And apps like Blue Letter Bible or Through the Word, to name a few, bring you the actual truth of Jesus and some great resources for further insight just a click away, handy to read with your kids at bedtime. Are your kids getting a dose of the real Jesus? For more about the screens in your kids' pockets, visit us at PluggedIn.com/radio. I'm Jonathan McKee, author of Parenting Generation Screen, with Focus on the Families Plugged In.
Waking up with a cup of Joe.
I can't imagine traveling to school every day without it. It helps me in my prayer over our school and our students and teachers. So thank you for all that you do.
The Sound of Life.
Today is, let's be frank. That's the way somebody started it today. Today is the National Hot Dog Day, and we've all had them. Mac and cheese with the hot dogs, coleslaw and stuff. I was joking earlier this morning about the barbecues, which Northerners call it, you know, the grill outs that we have so often with hamburgers and hot dogs. They're complimentary. People always ask me, how many hamburgers you want? I usually say, well, one, you know, because I like to load up on, the sides. That's what I load up on. So how many hot dogs do you want? And I always say one. And I said, I'll be honest with you. I hope you didn't tell anybody. I said, I never eat the hot dog. And I was saying this to my wife last night as we were sitting down to a plate of hot dogs. That's what she cooked. And boy, did I get a look. But more important than eating hot. And I said, oh, I'll eat these. And that look was like, oh, yes, you will. You know, coleslaw, some chips. Pretty good stuff on the grill, by the way. Hot dogs on the grass, the only way to eat them, right? And with mustard. Mustard goes on a hot dog. Please tell me that, as God intended. Because my wife and I always get into it. She puts ketchup on the hot dogs, and she's got all the kids in our family using ketchup on everything. That's what they do. And I said, you know, something, hamburger, put ketchup on. Hot dog, you put mustard on. That's the way God intended. I tried to tell her that it was in Leviticus. And she said, well, that's the old covenant anyway. We're under the new covenant.
You're funny, all right. You're a scream.
Your daily dose of encouragement.
I've got a smile on my face and a twinkle in my eye.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show. The sound of life.
Certainly busy at VBS, Vacation Bible School. One of the best traditions around. And I was looking at a video of one right here in our listening area, very popular place to be. And I just want to say, pray for the people involved. They went to a lot of trouble. And, you know, the props and things. This is a space theme. I mean, it's off the charts. And the energy in these vacation Bible schools changing the life of your kid. Listen to this. This is opening day. This is just the celebration to start to get the energy going right here. They may do this every church service, I don't know, but this is pretty cool. Think about the people involved, the volunteers that give their time and energy, that love God so these kids can learn about a God that loves them so much. Lord, bless their efforts. Bring that energy and peace over every vacation Bible school this summer. Man, we thank you for that opportunity. And the creativity that is involved in that, touch those minds that they will realize that is the ultimate love for them, is God's love for them through Jesus Christ.
The sound of life.
Happy birthday to Stuart Scott. He's not celebrating on the earth. He's celebrating in heaven. He was born on this day in 1965. You may remember him as a sports journalist on ESPN way back, very beloved. Stuart Scott, very outspoken, and he got sick. And he talked about it on the air, very emotionally. He's a really cool guy. He once said, our life's journey is really about the people who touch us.
Waking up with a cup of Joe.
You make my drive to work so worth having. Thank you for the entertainment, the music, the love, the blessings.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show, the sound of life.
National Hot Dog Day. Not real sure we need a hot dog day. We pretty much eat them all the time, right? Those of you with kids, you got the mac and cheese and hot dogs going all the time. We thought our kids were going to turn into a hot dog, for goodness sakes. It's pretty amazing. It's all about what you put on the hot dog. That's how great a food it is. You know, you put enough stuff on there, just make a meal out of what's on top of the hot dog is what you make the meal out of. Yes, Cup of Joe Morning Show Hotline. Good morning, Ziz.
Hey.
How you doing?
Got a joke for you.
Okay, I'll take a joke.
Did you hear about the French cheese factory that exploded?
Didn't hear about the French cheese factory.
There was nothing left but debris.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. Debris.
Yeah, debris. Yeah.
It's the cheese.
Yeah.
Waking up with a cup of Joe.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Rise and shine.
The sound of life.
Well, it happened again. And when I say again, I mean, it's become kind of a thing now. New technology. I'm not talking about AI, which is probably the newest scary technology, but we never thought that the cell phone was going to be such a double-edged sword. I don't know if there's ever been I mean, ever since fire, you know, ow, that hurts, or boy, that bacon sure tastes good, you know, and fire produced both of them. Cell phones have some amazing good qualities and needy qualities about them, but they've created some very interesting side effects. And I think it really illustrates a lot about human personality. Miranda Lambert, country singer, you know, that's a pretty good ticket, pretty pricey ticket, is what I'm trying to say, on the front row. And she does a show. She does a lot, like any performer, she does a lot of upbeat songs and stuff. And she was going into a ballad. So it was a little quieter, started to sing, and she stopped everything. And she said, and she was pretty upset about it. She said, these ladies down here, they're taking selfies in the front row. Stop that. So then it got to be okay. She said, we good. And they started, and he did the thing. Now, some people left. A lot of people are commenting on social media about that incident. You know, people are saying, and you know what they're saying, we paid to be there. I paid a lot of money to be on that front row. I can do what I want to do. Really? It's interesting, isn't it? Yeah. And, of course, a lot of people are like, you know, be fair to the artist. She obviously was distracted. She probably doesn't care if you take a selfie. She did it herself and got criticized for it. I mean, you know, Billy Joel only plays in Madison Square Garden. Now, you think that front row is a pretty pricey ticket? I would imagine it is. He sells out Madison Square Garden. Billy Joel now does not sell tickets to the front row for that very reason. Not necessarily the cell phones, but he said, you know, he's up there in the front watching the front row. They pay a lot of money. And he said, yeah, these people, they could care less about my show. They just want to be on the front row at a Billy Joel concert. So what he does is they don't sell tickets. Before the show, they go out in the back. They bring people up from the back. Think they're appreciative? Bet they are. It's just interesting what is done. Some shows now, the big thing is no cell phones. I don't know how you put it in a pouch or something, or don't bring it, leave it in the car, or whatever. No cell phones. That's the thing. But if you were at the For King and Country concert, they were kind of cool, right? They had a part of the concert where people use the flashlight on the cell phone. The lights are cool. I'm sure Luke and Joel, they don't care if you take selfies. You know, you're out there in the middle of the crowd. Next thing you look up and there's Luke Smallbone singing a song right beside you. It's like, whoa, people take, you know, and they know that. They thrive on that. They make it part of the show. That's interesting. It's interesting how it all gets handled, right? And the artist may regret now doing that, stopping the show, but pastors certainly can tell you. They'll never say that out loud, probably. Not to you as a congregant. But, you know, it can be very distracting looking out and seeing everybody, right? And they want to be able to think about what they're talking about. So it's very interesting. We've created something and that I think really illustrates that we're selfish people. We need a savior.
Got that right.
You've been listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast on the Sound of Life, the Hudson Valley's 100% listener-funded Christian radio station. For more information on upcoming events, contests, to ask for prayer, and to become a member of the Sound of Life family by supporting the station, visit us at soundoflife.org.